I am deeply persuaded that there will be no full, soul-filling, heart-ravishing, heart-satisfying outpouring of the Spirit of God till there be more praise and thanking the Lord. Hi, this is John Kopp. Welcome to another Truth in Real Life moment, brought to you by Kids for Truth. Robert Murray McShane, one of Scotland's greatest preachers, lived a very short life. His influence, however, would live on for years to come. By age 4, Robert Murray McShane knew the Greek alphabet, and at age 8, he entered high school. At age 14, he entered the University of Edinburgh, where his good grades earned him many awards. One day, he gave his life to Christ, and eventually he was ordained to preach. While he was growing up, Robert Murray McShane had been a good boy, but he did not truly know Jesus Christ. Instead of a relationship with God, Robert relied on how smart he was and how hard he worked. But when his brother died suddenly, 18-year-old Robert Murray McShane realized the shortness of life, and he put all his trust in Christ alone for salvation. His brother's death had a profound effect on the rest of Robert's choices, and he began using his intelligence to learn long sections of Scripture. As a preacher, his fame spread quickly through his homeland of Scotland, and his church grew to over 1,100 people. He took a special interest in helping the Jews and did everything possible to win Jewish souls to Christ. Mr. McShane was only 30 years old when he died on March 25, 1843, of the typhoid fever. Though he was actually in ministry for only 7 years, he left an impact on Scotland for the rest of eternity. He often said, "Live so as to be missed." And so he did. Are you using the gifts God gave you, your intellect, your physical energy, etc., to glorify Him? Are you a thankful, praising person? Are you living for Christ now, or are you waiting to grow up? Are you living so as to be missed? 1 Timothy 4:12, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity." Thanks for listening. We at Kids for Truth believe that truth can change your life today. For more great resources, visit us online at kidsfortruth.com. That's kids, the number 4, truth.com.